Thank you and good morning. Detectives with the Eureka Police Department's problem-oriented police team served a search warrant at an apartment in the 1800 block of A Street on Monday. Officers contacted six adults and a juvenile and arrested four of the adults on various charges, including probation violations and drug possession. Taken into custody were 28-year-old Timothy Chimwitra, 35-year-old Joe Olivo, 28-year-old Mario Nunez, and 25-year-old Vanessa Wilkins. Officers found meth, heroin, and firearms at the site, and a second search warrant was served on Tuesday in connection with the case. At the second location on Summer Street, officers found 11 more firearms, drug paraphernalia, and a small amount of meth. The investigation is an ongoing one, and the search warrants were served in response to numerous complaints about drug sales activity. Arcata police are investigating a shooting incident that took place in the early morning hours on Saturday that left a man with a superficial gunshot wound and police searching for a suspect. Police contacted an adult male at the scene on Wiley Court in Sunnybrae, and he said that two men, one of them known to him, had come to the house to discuss business. While talking, both the suspects pulled out handguns and demanded money. One of the residents immediately fled outside and was followed by one of the suspects, identified as 24-year-old Joel Johnston of Willow Creek. While Johnston fought with the resident, he allegedly fired a shot from his handgun that grazed the resident. Johnston then fled the scene with a second suspect. Johnston is wanted for his role in the incident. He's an adult white male, 5'8", with a thin build and brown hair. Arcata police are investigating a violent altercation that took place in the early morning hours of Saturday in the 800 block of 16th Street in Arcata. The department had received a 911 call from an individual who reported that he had just been assaulted by two men and had defended himself in the altercation. While officers were responding to that call, they received a second call of an injury vehicle collision involving three men on G Street. The nature of the wounds suffered by two of the men were consistent with stab wounds, and they were connected to the report of the assault earlier on 16th. One of the men involved in the collision had suffered a serious stab wound and required immediate surgery, while the other two men, including the second stabbing victim, were treated and released. Officers determined that the two men who had been stabbed had confronted a third man in a dispute over a camping location and assaulted him. The victim defended himself with a knife, and as of now, no arrests have been made. Details surrounding an incident that left a Georgia resident with a gunshot wound to the foot following an altercation outside of Garberville are still sketchy. Deputies contacted the 21-year-old shooting victim at Gerald Phelps Hospital, and he reported he had been with a group of people at a campsite when two of the other men began arguing. The victim said he tried to break up the fight but ended up shot in the foot, and he then fled the area. He was later picked up by four people in a passing pickup and dropped off at the hospital. The identification of anyone else involved in the incident has not been released, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Bully Fire, which only burned about 10 acres in wildlands adjacent to Highway 96, has been fully contained. It wasn't a large fire, and it didn't threaten any homes or other buildings, but it still took fire crews a few days to get it under control. Rob Barkley, who was on Talk Shop on Monday, owns the land on which the fire burned, and he saw firsthand how fire crews perform their job.
I'd never seen firefighters up close, and I'd never really seen a fire all that up close. They're very, very scary. They move quickly. They can outrun a person. And secondly, those firefighters are brave.
One firefighter suffered a minor injury, and Arkley commented on the suspected cause of the blaze.
They threw a flare, and it got the fire started nicely. The wind was blowing, and they had a nice little forest fire before they knew it. It was one of, I think, eight that day in the area. So I don't think it was nature caused.
17 wildfires have ignited in various regions across the state since the beginning of July. Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies arrested a Laytonville man over the weekend after they connected him with several incidents of vandalism in the Laytonville area. Damages exceeding $6,500 were allegedly inflicted by 35-year-old Bruce Bates Jr. at five residences and other properties, and twice Bates was spotted by deputies near the scene, but was able to elude them on foot until he was apprehended and arrested. Bates was booked into Mendocino County Jail for vandalism and resisting arrest. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning for KINS.